I guess most freedoms that people enjoy in fairly free societies didn't really just happen by themselves. It happened through people willing to put their heads on the block and fight for things. I guess it's going to be the same here with homeschooling.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
My name is Jonathan Skeet. I'm from England. I've been living here in Germany now for 16 years. I'm married to Natasha. We have five children, Rahel, Emmanuel, Frederica, David and Salome. We're in a smallish town called Ludenscheid, which is in northwestern Germany, not far from the Ruhr Valley industrial region, not all that far from the border to Holland.
First of all, is homeschooling legal in Germany?
No, homeschooling is not legal. It was legal up until 1938. In 1919, compulsory education was introduced, compulsory schooling was introduced in Germany, but it was still possible to do private education at home in various forms. And then in 1938, Adolf Hitler then forbade any form of education outside of the state school system. And very regrettably, this state of affairs has continued since then.
Yet people are, like yourself, they're doing it anyway, right?
Yeah, there are, I hear different numbers. Some people say that about 500 people doing it. I heard a number the other day, about 3,000. I don't know, it's difficult to tell because I suppose there aren't any official means of accurately counting the number, but it's certainly, although a small movement, is definitely a growing movement. Until fairly recently, it has tended to be the fairly kind of conservative Christian sector that have been brave enough, if you like, to go for homeschooling despite the measures taken against them. But there is now also, in addition to that, quite a growing movement in the non-religious sector. A lot of people now are beginning to realize the various advantages that there are in this form of education, combined with the fact that a lot of people are also very dissatisfied with the school system here in Germany, and plucking up courage to go for homeschooling. But it's very, very difficult at the moment. There is quite a battle going on, and people are having to put up with very, very severe measures taken against them, financial measures, even threat of removal of custody of their children, imprisonment, a whole range of measures which people are facing. And a lot of people have left the country as well. Last year I've heard about 50 families left Germany because they wanted to do homeschooling in various forms, and their children were due to attend school fairly soon, and they decided to leave the country before they had all this bother with the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
We actually started with our oldest daughter a year before she was actually officially due to be enrolled at school, simply because she was so interested and wanted to learn, was interested in learning her letters and numbers, and was very bright and alert and interested. So we thought, well, why don't we start now already? So in actual fact, by the time she was due officially to start school here, she'd already covered the material for her first school year. Mm-hmm. And then we continued and have continued until now. We've enrolled our son now, Emmanuel, as well, in our little school at home here. We had the good fortune for the first 3 years that the authorities here didn't really notice what was going on. When we received the letter saying we had to enroll our Rahel at school, we wrote a letter back saying, well, thank you, we're doing homeschooling, and so we are not going to register her at your school. And they just didn't really know what homeschooling was, just assumed that this was some kind of private school somewhere, and didn't respond. And so for 3 years, we had peace and quiet. But then the whole thing came out into the open a couple of years ago, and then the really serious threats began last autumn. We've now had €6,000 removed from us by force, and we had our car confiscated from us. We had to, because we'd refused to pay the money, we said, no, we're quite within our rights to choose for ourselves the kind of education that our children are to receive.
So it was a fine, then, that they were trying to fine you?
Well, there are two different things here. There is, it's a bit difficult to explain. There are fines. Fines is, if you like, punishment for past behavior. Fines are very clearly limited to a certain amount. In terms of fines, you can have to pay about €1,000 a year. But what we were being faced with was, in German, it's called Zwangsgeld, which literally translated means coercion money. And this isn't, if you like, punishment for past behavior. It's something that they impose on you to try and force you to change your behavior in the future. The idea is if you refuse to register your child at a school, we'll force you to pay incredible sums of money so that the fear of financial ruin or bankruptcy will literally force you to comply. And this Zwangsgeld, as I say, we said, well, we're not going to pay it because according to the Constitution of North Rhine-Westphalia, where we live, that's the federal state, is stated quite clearly that parents have the right to choose for themselves the kind of education their children are to receive. And Germany has also signed international human rights agreements in which also is clearly stated parents have the right to choose for themselves the kind of education their children are to receive. Yeah, we claim these rights, want to claim these rights, and so we're not going to pay this money. But they then simply took 3,000 of the €6,000 from my account, and the other 3,000 they extracted from us by confiscating our car. When I was at work one day, they just turned up in the car park at work and put a great big clamp on the back of the back wheel of the car and stuck stickers all over it, property of the state. We wouldn't have got our car back without paying the 3,000, so we let them have the 3,000 to get our car back. So we're €6,000 poorer now, and we don't know whether there are going to be any renewed threats. Coercion money can go up to, as far as I know, €25,000 per parent.
Oh my God.
So €50,000 for the both of us. And it's also been stated that if the money can't be found on our account, then I could face imprisonment as well. So we're not quite sure how the thing is going to continue now. At the moment, things have gone quiet for a while. An awful lot of people wrote letters of complaint to the headmistress of the school and to the local school authorities and also to the Minister for Education for North Rhine-Westphalia. And so I think now noticed that there's a certain level of support there and that people are noticing what is happening.
This is from the general public, right? It's not necessarily from homeschoolers or...
No. Even interestingly, people who on the whole have been fairly neutral about homeschooling don't necessarily really understand it or don't really see it as being something all that good. Even these people have been so shocked that things have been happening that they've said, for goodness sake, we don't really understand this homeschooling business, but I'm sure it can't be quite so awful and bad as to warrant these things going on, and so they've also written letters of complaint, as well as other homeschooling families and interested people all across Germany. Nowadays, with the internet, it's of course easier to keep in touch with supporters and well-wishers. And
internationally as well, there's some support.
That's a good question. Yeah, there is international support, but we haven't yet had a very high degree of support internationally, I don't think, as far as I know. I think nearly all of the emails and letters came here from Germany. I think there were a few from Switzerland. A few people from England have expressed interest, but until now, it's as far as I know, I don't want to upset anyone if they've sent emails from the States or anywhere else, but as far as I know, it hasn't really caught on worldwide yet or internationally.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
I think probably two things that are going to really significantly change the situation. The first is if a lot of people here in Germany all start to commence homeschooling despite the difficulties, anyone who's interested or anyone who feels able to do it, if the number of cases became so high, I think that would cause pressure that the authorities would then begin to think, well, this is obviously something that's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. Maybe we ought to take a look at it and decide if it isn't worth giving a chance, or if there was a significant degree of pressure from outside, international pressure. And there is one ray of hope in the fact that Professor Munoz from the United Nations came to visit Germany in February of this year, because the United Nations noticed that in Germany there is, regrettably, a very, very large gap between poorer children, children from poorer families, and children from more well-off families in terms of academic success. Children from poor families tend to do very badly here in Germany in comparison to more well-off children. And the United Nations noticed this and see it as a human rights violation. Mm-hmm. And sent Professor Munoz over here in February to have a look at the German school system. A few people from our little association here were able to meet together with him in Berlin and chat with him about the situation with homeschooling and alternative education here in Germany, and he was very interested. We also presented him with a very thick dossier of reports and documents, the various things that are going on here, and he has promised us that this will be very clearly mentioned in his report, which he will submit sometime this year. But we don't know what effect that will have. He seems quite convinced that this will have quite an impact politically. We don't know enough to be able to pin any very clear hopes on that.
Now, you mentioned that some families have left Germany, and that might be something that you might have to do. How easy is that to do? I can't imagine that being very easy to just up and go.
No. It depends. I mean, it depends what kind of occupation you have, whether you can speak English. I mean, for us, I'm an Englishman. I mean, I could theoretically return with my family to England, but it wouldn't be all that easy. It would involve great upheaval. My children are otherwise, apart from the homeschooling situation, very happy here. We've got our extended family here, grandparents and cousins and friends here in the neighbourhood. So they have said, on the one hand, they don't want to stop doing homeschooling. On the other hand, they don't particularly want to be uprooted and leave here. But it would theoretically be possible. For other families, of course, it's not easy at all. I'm thinking of a family around the corner from us who are also homeschooling. They would be in a very difficult situation to get up and go off somewhere else. On the other hand, I know another family who are homeschooling. He's an IT expert and would have the possibility to go to the States with his firm whenever he wanted to, more or less. Mm-hmm. So it varies from family to family. But of course, generally speaking, it is a big upheaval and something that you can't really do overnight.
Your wife and children, how are they coping with this harassment?
Until fairly recently, I would say we were fairly buoyant. We were fairly confident that some kind of solution could be reached if the authorities saw our determination and saw that our children really are getting a good education and that they're being well taken care of and that they're integrated in society and so on and so forth. We thought, perhaps rather naively, that they would say, okay, well, it's not really worth making such a huge fuss about. Let's see if we can't do something with checks on their learning and so on and so forth. But then when they started taking money from our accounts and when they turned up at work and clamped my car and so on, and especially when the bailiffs came into our apartment, the children were very shocked, I suppose, because very young children see their parents as like the highest authority, the highest court of appeal, as it were, and then they see someone else comes in to your living space, who has an even greater authority over your parents, and your parents are helpless to do anything against them. That had quite a profound effect on my oldest daughter. She was actually traumatized by the experience. Mm-hmm. Although the bailiffs were not overly aggressive or very unpleasant, but our oldest daughter knew what was going on, and we had to send her off with some friends for the rest of the day to just do nice things together to get our mind off things. Mm-hmm. And in the evening, she was still in a kind of a mild state of shock. And that really had quite a profound effect on me as well, because I saw that for the first time, our children were very clearly and directly harmed by the whole thing. And that, I suppose, knocked me quite a bit in terms of my fighting spirit, kind of knocked quite a bit of wind out of me. And to be quite honest, now I'm really not at all sure how the thing is going to develop. And if I'm honest, I've lost quite a degree of my fighting spirit as well. Mm-hmm. Because I can see that it's, on the one hand, it's right to fight for something good, and it's always been a good thing to fight against injustice. But it's not just me; it's my children as well, and it's very, very difficult to decide what to do if you can see that a continued fight is very probably going to have an adverse effect on your children as well. So we are very, very unsure at the moment. We're unsure whether to try and leave the country, or whether, if the things against us are continued, whether the lesser evil would perhaps be registering our children here at a local school, and then making a planned departure from the country a bit later on. We really don't know at the moment. I read recently, because we were thinking about leaving the country, I was in contact with somebody also in Switzerland and was asking about the situation in Switzerland. Switzerland is divided up into cantons, which are also like federal states that govern themselves. And until now, homeschooling has been permitted in most of these cantons, but I was shocked to read that Switzerland at the moment is reviewing the situation in terms of its school laws, school legislation, mm-hmm. and seem at the moment to be wanting to go in the direction more of centralized compulsory schooling. And so I think I'd quite like to contact people in Switzerland and say, well, you know, there are an awful lot of very good families, good quality families leaving Germany, and until now, Switzerland has been a place that these families go to. I'd think very carefully about this. You don't want to lose this supply line, as it were, because most European countries are struggling with very low birth rates as well. But I suspect that here in Germany, I don't know what the reasons are, but Germany is in a very great state of insecurity. Economically, things are very difficult here, and Germany has one of the lowest birth rates in Europe, not the lowest, but nearly the lowest, which is already beginning to cause all kinds of problems. And I suspect that in times of national insecurity, governments tend to take freedom away from people rather than give people more freedom. which I think paradoxically has the reverse effect. I think really giving individual people more freedom is better for a nation than taking freedoms away, but this is the kind of instinct that politicians suffer from, a kind of a false instinct that the ship is tipping over to starboard, so everyone has to rush over to starboard, which of course makes the whole thing worse.
Penitentiary blues. Big Brad is here I come. Big Brad is here I come. You know I'm gonna do time for another man. When it haven't been a thing, pull lightning done. This he oughta been on Brad 19 and 10. But Russell drove pretty women just like he did. Ugly miss, I'm Big Brad. Oh Lord, yes, here I come. Finna do time for another man, and ain't nothing poor lightning done. Well, you ought to be ashamed. Yeah, you know my mama called me. I answered, ma'am. She said, you're tired of working. I said, mama, yes, I am. Papa called me. I answered, sir. He said, son, if you're tired of working, when the hell you gonna stay there? I couldn't. No, I just couldn't help myself. You know a man can't help but feel bad when he's doing time for someone there. You better watch it all the time.
Take chances! Make mistakes! Get messy!
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to CFMU 93.3.
It's very regrettable, of course. We don't really want it to be a kind of a battle, who's the strongest, who's going to win. We always wanted to cooperate with school authorities, to have dialogue and to together reach a satisfactory solution. And it's only now become, if you like, a battle or a battle of nerves because the school authorities have not really shown any interest in dialogue, but just really want to destroy the thing. From what I read, in most countries it's allowed, but there seems to be nonetheless constant forces wanting to kind of chip away at the freedoms that people have, and that even in countries with very liberal laws like England and so on, you still have to be fairly vigilant to protect the freedoms that are there, to kind of not take things too much for granted. Mm-hmm. I look occasionally on the Home Defense, was it HSDLA in America, and there still do seem to be an awful lot of legal battles going on here and there, even though by and large the freedom is there. I suppose governments, states tend generally to want to control things, control people, sometimes from benign motivations, sometimes from bad motivations, but I guess most freedoms that people enjoy in fairly free societies didn't really just happen by themselves. Happened through people willing to put their heads on the block and fight for things. I guess it's going to be the same here with homeschooling. If I look left and right and my children are all suffering and I'm not getting on well anymore, as it could then take the joy, take the fun out of homeschooling if the whole thing just becomes a grim struggle, which of course is not what homeschooling is about at all, kind of a horrible battle against other people. We've come into kind of the public eye a great deal as well. There have been quite a number of articles in the local press and also in other publications. We had requests from six different television companies here to come and film in our house. The whole thing has really come into the public eye now, and it overnight become infamous, as it were, yeah. Here. From being just a normal family living very quietly, who nobody knew, everyone seems to know us and about our struggles here now. This is something I often weigh up. Or there are two struggles. There's first the immediate struggle for my family. I have to fight for my family, for my wife and my children. And then there's the wider question about fighting for a wider issue or for the situation here in Germany. And I know for a fact that I want to fight for my family, that my family have a cheerful life and are well looked after and so on. And then the question is, how much do I feel called, if you like, to fight for the wider thing? And I'm quite happy to fight for the wider issue, for the freedom for homeschooling here in Germany, but it's a question, how far do you fight for the one thing if the other is suffering? It's a question I haven't really satisfactorily answered for myself yet. I've heard stories from the Second World War, for example, children of parents who were killed by the Nazis for resisting. Some of these people have said, well, it was a very horrible thing, a very, very traumatic thing that we lost our parents in this way. But in another sense, we can be very proud of them, more proud of them than if they'd caved in and not resisted. But I don't know if it's, it's not come that far yet. My wife and I are thinking very, very hard about the whole thing now. We've got a website which is fairly easy to memorize. It's www.homeschooling.de. DE for Deutschland, of course. That's mostly in German, but there are a number of English documents on there as well, and a number of links to various other German organizations. If people want to perhaps inquire how they can possibly support the movement here in Germany, there's contact links there. Feel free to write in English. That's no problem at all. And we need all the support and help we can get. And as I say, I think if the authorities here begin to realize that the thing is being internationally observed, that could also be a help as well.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L 8S1CO.